USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Sticker shock is soaring at the gas pump. Gas prices jumping another 4 cents. AAA now putting the national average at $4.56 a gallon. That's 16 cents higher than last week. This as the price of diesel remains $1.40 more than it was last year at $5.57 a gallon on average. And Republican Senator from Tennessee, Marsha Blackburn, tells Fox News high diesel prices affect everyone.
We hear this all the time from our truck drivers, whether they're doing the 18-wheelers, the big rigs, or they're doing delivery to grocery stores. The impact of fuel is driving up the cost of everything.
A Russian soldier admitted to killing an unarmed civilian in Ukraine in the first war crimes trial since the invasion of Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Ballots are continuing to be counted today from the busiest primary election so far this year. Five states voted yesterday, and four will have Senate showdowns this November. But two of them are still too close to call. That includes the GOP nomination in Pennsylvania and Oregon. In Pennsylvania, businessman David McCormick and Dr. Mehmet Oz are running less than a half a percent apart. Dr. Oz says Pennsylvania can be at the forefront on many issues.
We have the ability in Pennsylvania to fight for the soul of this country.
In North Carolina, Democrat Sherry Beasley will face off against Republican Ted Budd, who was endorsed by former President Trump. And in Kentucky, Democrat Charles Booker will try to unseat Senator Rand Paul. The Dallas Mavericks are in San Francisco for Game 1 of the Western Conference NBA Finals tonight. Tip-off set for just after 8 o'clock Central Time. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
President Biden is calling out those who promote great replacement theory, the belief that white Americans are being systematically replaced by immigrants and minorities. While speaking in Buffalo yesterday, Biden warned that media and politics were radicalizing angry, lost, and isolated individuals into believing the theory. Flashing back to 2015, when then-Vice President Biden said in a few years, whites will be in the minority.
I would argue it's unlike any other large country in the world. So there's a second thing in that black box, an unrelenting stream of immigration, nonstop. Folks like me who were Caucasian of European descent for the first time in 2017 will be in an absolute minority in the United States of America. Absolute minority. Fewer than 50% of the people in America from then and on will be white European stock. That's not a bad thing. That's a source of our strength.
Amber Heard wrapped up 4 days of testimony Tuesday in ex-husband Johnny Depp's defamation suit against her. Under cross-examination, Heard testified about a fight the couple had in Australia in 2015. Depp is suing Heard for $50 million over an op-ed she wrote referring to herself as a public figure representing domestic violence. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.